Well, had a very ugly epiphany yesterday. Pretty hard for a guy like me. Somebody who, takes a little humble pride in trying to be, an in-shape guy, a brave sort of fella, a Neanderthal kind of throwback, I had an experience that drove home to me that I am nowhere near as masculine as I had thought or as I had hoped. I am nowhere near as brave. I am nowhere near as assertive and confident. I am nowhere near as comfortable with my own masculinity. And I wasn't reminded of it once. I was reminded of it approximately, I'd have to guess on this, but I'm going to say tens of thousands of times. What am I talking about? Yesterday, my wife and my children and I went to a place here in Ohio called Cedar Point. Cedar Point has been voted as the top amusement park in the world 7 years in a row. And I don't know who votes, but apparently amusement park people vote. Cedar Point has unbelievable rides in terms of intensity, incredible intensity, mind-numbing intensity. Now, the average age of the people at Cedar Point is between about 14 and 18. That gobbles up many of them. You get the standard parents with the little kids. But it's a place for teens. It's where they go. Now, some of these rides are fast and disorienting and insane in their trajectory, in their reaching for higher levels of stimulation. Any rational, clear-thinking person would look at this and say, what am I doing? I want no part of this. Except 14, 15, 16, and 17-year-old adolescent girls. By the tens of thousands, they rush to get on these rides. Not only that, but they don't hold on. They don't. They eat sandwiches while they go on the ride. They make cell phone calls upside down to their friends while they're attempting to eat a taco. I, on the other hand, go to the Cadillac cars. The Cadillac cars are these gas-powered automobiles that go about 4 miles an hour. And there's a track in the middle of the cement pad, so you can't get off the cement pad and go flying out of control into the grass at 4 miles an hour. My hands are gripping the steering wheel, holding on with everything I have. You never know when you're going to jump the track, wipe out into the grass at 4 miles an hour. While I'm driving, Cedar Point has to just remind you that, in fact, the fast people, the brave people, the fearless people, the more manly 13-year-old adolescent girls than you are roaring by on these rides overhead because they have all the rides sort of going by you. Now, it's not that that's bad enough, but my kids, Daddy, how come you don't go on those? And then I say something like, because I'm not as manly as those 14-year-old adolescent girls, that's why. Well, they don't look scared, Daddy. They just get off and want to run back on. I know. Well, I went on those. When did you go on them, Daddy? I went on them a lot when I was a 14-year-old adolescent girl, a long time ago, a long time before I knew you guys. Well, Daddy, when you were a 14-year-old adolescent girl, Cedar Point only had 9 rides, and the Cadillac cars was like the fastest one of the rides, except if you count that water ride that goes 8 miles an hour and splashes. My first revelation, I am a sis, a wuss. Now, it just so happens that in my company, I had my adolescent daughters, 14, 15, and 16. And it just so happens that they wanted to go on those rides. And it just so happens that there was a subtle mocking tone. Because I was very happy to go on the Cadillac cars all day long. So we did. We did, you know. We went on those rides. I sprayed Valium in my face before I got in line. I stood in line, basically hyperventilating, got on the ride, grabbed a hold of the bar in front of me, left indentations. The only manly thing I did all day, I left indentations in the guard bar because I was gripping it so tightly. And then we proceeded to go upside down, sideways, off to the left, off to the right at 756 miles an hour, while the girls next to me, not my girls, they still had some sense left, but the girls next to me were putting their hands up in the air. Me, I could have turned and looked at them if I could have turned my face because of the G-force. But because the G-force would not let me turn my face, it did take the wrinkles out of my face, so that was kind of cool. And as a matter of fact, you know, they take these strobe light pictures of you when you're going down the roller coaster. I should have got a couple of those. I looked like I was 23. All of the wrinkles were gone from my face because of the G-forces wrapping my skin around the back of my head. Oh, yeah, these young adolescent girls, they don't have skin that can wrap around the back of their head. Their skin's all tight on their face. Not me. But there's more to this. I may hit this in the second hour. The whole idea of stimulation. Let me just share with you a couple of insights. You know, people got to be thinking, what's this guy nuts? He goes to Cedar Point with his family, and he can't stop being a shrink. Well, I can, but at the same time, you can't stop your mind from working. And I noticed something. Even I, wuss rider that I am, I went on this ride called the Chaos. This ride essentially is designed to tip you, twist you, turn you, torque you, in every way to fool your neurological system. Your body is completely unaware of what is going on. You don't know. You're disoriented. One second you see the sky. The next second you see the concrete coming at you at 900 miles an hour. And then it pulls you back away. And then my daughters are laughing and they want to go back on it. And I said, let me get my teeth first. As the day began, I noticed something. This was weird. Some of you have elderly parents. Some of you know elderly people. What will they tell you? They'll say things like, I don't like to go to the mall. It's too crowded. I don't get on the interstate. I just merging onto the interstate, it bothers me. It disturbs me. I don't like making left-hand turns. So wherever I go, I try to keep turning to the right. It takes me longer to get there, but I don't like making left-hand turns. Why is this? Because as you get older, your ability to tolerate stimulation gets less. That's why the radio buttons in your car are all changed from what they were 20 years ago. You don't have a single rock station left on there. You got the music you used to make fun of your parents for listening. And it happened. Somewhere in your late 20s, 30s, somewhere in there, it happened. It just happened. It evolved. At the same time that your kids were getting old enough to mock you for listening to that kind of music. Well, I noticed that happening to me at Cedar Point. I did not have the desire to be stimulated like that anymore. I didn't want to get on there and get that level of intensity initially. But what happened as the day progressed is I did. And as we went on more intense rides, as we moved towards evening, we hit the corkscrew, we hit the power tower. You know what the power tower is? This thing is 240 feet tall. They put you sitting in a chair. Of course, you're wrapped in. They're afraid of lawsuits too, you know. They put you in a chair, and they blast you off like a rocket. 240 feet. You hit the top, 240 feet within about 3 seconds. You are shot. As if out of a cannon. And then, well, what goes up must come down. You drop. And then as you drop in free fall, it catches you. At least you hope it does. And then you bounce back up. Power tower, they call this thing. You're sitting on the outside. You're not even encased in glass. You're sitting on the outside of this 14-foot square tower that goes up to 240 feet. So my daughter said, let's go in the power tower. And my daughters have enough sense not to want to be dropped from 240 feet. So they said, let's get rocketed upwards. So we did. Now, I have never been accelerated that fast in my life. When you drive a 1982 Plymouth Reliant K and you can go from 0 to 60 in 4 minutes, you're just not used to acceleration. I dragged a city bus the other day and I lost. So this power tower, what was my reaction? Well, initially I'm sitting there thinking, boy, am I stupid. What am I doing this for? And so I looked next to me and all these adolescent girls were doing their nails, calling their friends, and taking pictures. I had my hands wrapped around the shoulder harness in a death grip. Well, as we started to ride this thing and I came back down, I remember thinking, that wasn't too bad. Wasn't too bad at all. Well, maybe a little more stimulation. That's okay. I mean, I can handle this. I can do this stimulation. I can make a left-hand turn now. I can go to the mall even though it's crowded. I can merge onto an interstate still. By the end of the day, I was looking for the next intense ride. We had hit the Corkscrew, which is a ride that turns upside down like a roller coaster. We hit the Gemini, which is 165 feet in the first hill, which is really one of the baby rides now. You got little preschoolers going on the Gemini. When it first came out, it was the intense ride of the whole park. Everybody waited 3 hours in line to get on it. Now you got the little five-year-olds. Annie, can we go on something not as boring as this? 165-foot first hill, 65 miles an hour down the hill, basically perpendicular to the ground. Little kids are going, that's boring. Can we do something faster? My little daughter, six-year-old daughter. She kept saying, I want to go on that. I want to go on that. I go, Liz, you're six. Can't you go on the